Okay, let's begin a little bit, some different chizuk, some thoughts, really one thought that we could have at this time, and really the topic of today's mini sicha, is really Simchas Yontif in the middle of a magefa, Simchas Yontif in the middle of corona. And we know, I mentioned before, that the Vilna Gaon holds that Simchas Yontif is the hardest mitzvah. Simchas Yontif, Samachta B'chagecha, an entire week, 24/7, literally, of being happy, of being focused, and enjoying oneself. And sometimes we say, it's hard by sitting in traffic and by going places and car rides and amusement parks. So we have none of that this year. We have no car rides. We have no amusement parks. But on the other hand, being stuck in within four walls and within the family, nuclear family, and not being able maybe to go to other members of the family makes it a little challenging. And the question is, if Simchas Yontif in general is a challenging mitzvah, I think this year it's even more challenging in a certain sense for many. And the question is, how exactly are we supposed to try to fulfill this mitzvah, think about this mitzvah, and do what we can to be able to try to do our best in this challenging time. So maybe let's review for a little bit what Simchas Yontif is, what the definition of Simcha is according to Judaism and the world of Halacha, and then maybe relate it to our situation today. Again, it's just going to be a little sicha, and then maybe Tuesday we'll try to have another sicha going into Shvi Shal Pesach. We'll send out the times as well. So what is Simcha? What is the translation of Simcha? Again, we're not having a shir now. There are different words of Simcha that are used in Judaism, and there's never a synonym. Simcha, Sason, Gila, Rina, Ditsa, Vachedva, those all have a separate connotation, which is not for now, but they have to be analyzed. There's no such thing as any type of synonyms. But Pinkus's Sharm B'Tfila is based on, structured by, different words for Tfila. We think it's all the same. Anaka, Shava, Tsa'aka. No, each one has a different connotation. So too, when it comes to Simcha, Gila, Rina. So we're not going to be Mechalik right now. We're just going to try to talk about generally Simcha. How should we understand V'samachta B'chagecha? Rabbi Lam, in his Shivim Panim, in 70 Faces, discusses what in America, the phrase of the pursuit of happiness. What does it mean, the pursuit of happiness? That's the goal. The goal of every American is the pursuit of happiness. What does that mean? The idea of happiness is, of course, nothing new, says Rabbi Lam. Americans did not invent it. It has been known in 100 languages and experienced universally for millennia. Our own Torah dedicates three entire sections as Parshas HaMoedim. V'samachta b'chagecha. Simcha is emphasized in the Torah. Serious thinkers have not always looked with favor on this phrase. Not that there is anything wrong with being happy, but they have two reservations. First, is happiness really the highest goal of man? Is it subordinate to or more important than, let us say, the idea of duty or respect for others or faithfulness or honor? The pursuit of happiness, that phrase is like, that's the goal. If you're happy, then you've made it. And second, can happiness be acquired by pursuing it? Is it not really a rather elusive prize which you could win only indirectly by living in a certain way, or not, and not by direct chase? So what does it mean, the pursuit of happiness? And what is happiness in the secular definition? Rabbi Lam continues and says, really, in our generation, happiness has been translated. There's a different word that is used. Fun. Happiness has been translated to fun. Fun is the goal. We have changed the word happiness to fun, and with it has come a change in the content of our aspirations. Happiness at least implies an ordered, harmonious way of life, which offers deep satisfaction. Fun is nothing of the sort. It is an escape, pure and simple. It is a matter of losing yourself consciously in a world where all tensions are released and inhibitions loosens. And the pursuit of fun has become America's chief avocation. That's happiness, that's fun. But what is simcha? Simcha is neither. It's okay to have fun, and it's okay to have happiness. That's true. But that's not Simchas Yontif. So what exactly is Simchas Yontif? Fascinating. If you look in the Torah, who in the Torah was happy? Who does the Torah describe as being happy after an event? Nobody. Simcha is mentioned three times, and it's all about being misameach someone else, which itself is fascinating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe goes back and he's worried that Aaron's going to be upset that he is the one that has been chosen, his younger brother. Where's the L'rabos Achicha Agadol? Right, Kabin Esavicha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, V'racha v'samach b'libo. He'll be happy for you. Don't worry. A chassan has a chiyuv to be misameach his kala for a year and for life. But the first year of special mitzvah, Shana Rishona, v'simach hazishto ha-shalakach. It's about someone else. And in the brachas of the Shvatim, smach zvulin b'tzeisecha, v'yisachar ba'olecha. Nobody in the Torah describes specifically about having simcha, experiencing simcha after an event, at a certain event, but it's related to others, which itself is something very fascinating. It's all about others. But we're going to focus on the person in Tanakh who was besimcha, who was described as simcha, who is the personification, according to Chazal and the Rishonim, of simcha, and that, of course, is David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when he finally brings the Aron back to Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, he tried once, and then we had the tragedy of Uzzah, Peretz Uzzah, and it stopped for a little while, or a couple of months, and then finally, he brings it back. Every couple of steps, he brings Karbanis. He finally brings the Aron back to the Beis HaMikdash. Shmuel Beis Perek Vav. V'David Mecharker B'chol Oz Lefnei Hashem. He is dancing with all his strength. V'David Chagor Eifot Bad. He's wearing a special apron. V'David Uchol Beis Yisrael Malam Aron Hashem B'Truah B'chol Gadol V'chulu. And he's so excited. That's the model that the Rambam at the end of Vilchas Lulav uses, that Chazal use, happiness, simcha. So what was it about David? How did he define that simcha? Well, let's keep reading for a moment. Fascinating psukim that we mentioned in other contexts. After this great long day, he brings the Aron back, not the Beis HaMikdash yet, he brings it to Yerushalayim, David goes home, and he's had a great day. He brought it back, he's accomplished what he wanted to accomplish, he goes, he takes off his jacket. He goes onto his couch. It's like, wow, what a day. And what happens? His wife is there to greet him. Michal Bas Shaul. Vayeshav David levarech es beiso, vateitzi Michal Bas Shaul legras David. Michal goes to greet her husband, Vatomer, and she says, sarcastically, Manichbar hayom melech Yisrael, asher nigla hayom le'eni amosav avadav, ki golos niglos echad arekim. What a great day. You rolled up your sleeves and all the maidservants in Am Yisrael saw your elbows, saw your arms. Is that mechubad? Is that kavadik for a king to be dancing like crazy and sweating and everybody sees you going crazy? David, great job, honey. Obviously, she did not approve of his behavior. He answers very ambiguously, very intriguingly, Vayomer David al Michal, Lefnei Hashem asher bachar bi mi avicha, umikol beso, Litzavo sosi nagid al am Hashem al Yisrael, v'sechakta lefnei Hashem. I'm the king, not your father, says David HaMelech. We've discussed in other shirim what the depths of that statement is, but this is the secret of our topic. Shaul HaMelech was focused often, going through his stories about what the Am was focusing on. What was David focusing on always? He only had one goal and one reality, and it repeats it three times in this story. Lifnei Hashem. The beginning of the Pasuk, the beginning of the section we just read. V'David mecharka b'chol oz, Lifnei Hashem. Right here. V'yomer David al Michal, Lifnei Hashem asher bachar bimi avicha. V'nevitzichakti Lifnei Hashem. David was always connected with God. David always felt a close presence with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Simcha. When we feel close to Hashem, when we feel the fulfillment of being connected, so then that's it, there's nothing else. When we feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there could be things going around in our life, personally, nationally. If we don't feel close to God, we feel lost. We feel like, we don't know what's going to be. We feel nervous and worried, and we don't feel anchored. And when we feel connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the greatest comfort and the greatest simcha that we could have. And David felt it in the most intense way. And that's why he was the one that was defined as the one that epitomizes simcha. The Rambam uses this as his example. Right, Sukkot is man simcha seinu. The last halach in Ilchas Lulav, the Rambam says, had simcha she yismach adam basiyas hamitzuh ba'avas hakel shetziva bahen. The simcha that a person has when he does a mitzvah and the love of Hashem that commanded the mitzvah, avoda gedola, it's an avoda. It's not something simple. Ivdu at Hashem b'simcha, David says. Ivdu means it's an avoda. It's hard to do an avoda. Doesn't mean it's something that comes naturally. Ivdu at Hashem b'simcha. The Rambam says, avoda gedola hi. V'chol amonei atzmo b'simcha zu. And if we don't try to fulfill this, then it's going to be a problem. Roi li par bimenu, as the Pasuk says in the Tochacha, tachas asher lo avada asher Hashem Elokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav. We have to do our best. And he quotes the pasuk by David. V'chein David melech Yisrael amar. V'nakalosi od mizos v'yisi shafel be'inai. I don't care what I look like. I'm doing what Hashem wants. V'ina gedula v'akavod el l'smoach lifnei Hashem. There's no greater covet in gedula. Shenemar v'amelech David mefazez u'mecharker lifnei Hashem. Real simcha is being connected to the source. Real simcha is be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we say every morning in Hodu? Yismach lev mevakshei Hashem. We should say that with kavana. Yismach lev is a mevakesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean a person who has everything. The person who is the richest. The person who accomplishes the most. It doesn't say that a person who accomplishes the most is that has the greatest simcha. Yes, accomplishment gives simcha. But the more the connected we feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's simcha. And that's what, in that same article, getting back to Rabbi Lamb, true joy, in the Jewish sense, is not an escape from life, but an intensification of its loftiest features. To enjoy the companionship of God and His gifts, that is the gist of happiness. It comes from an appreciation that in this kind of war, despite evil and sickness and suffering, there is a God who watches over us, that we do have the opportunity to vanquish evil, that there is a vibrant, active principle of holiness and purity and goodness. And we have to recognize and try as best as we can to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we know Simchas Yontov is connected to the Beis HaMikdash. Because after all, the Beis HaMikdash, the place where we feel closest and most connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all Jews, there, not Zoomed. We're all there, literally. It says that's the greatest simcha in the world. We can't even fathom. Try to think about, right, what it means to have all Jews in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Yerushalayim. Today I saw, today's Berchas Kohanim Day. I saw at the Kotel, they were allowed to have 10 Jews. Rabbi Novitz was able to pick 10 Jews standing in different places to experience Berchas Kohanim. That's where we're at, but we know and we yearn, as we'll talk about B'Hashem in a minute, the goal of Simcha is for all of us to be there, to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His home. The problem is, or I should say the challenge is, that this year is not so easy. Yeah, we know Simcha Lefnei Hashem, but now we don't feel as close as we normally do, as we want to. Many of us are stuck within 100 meters, within four walls, we feel limited and isolated. So is there any strategy for us to think about under these circumstances to try to at least get a little fulfillment of the Simchas Yontif? One little strategy. It's not a total answer, but one thing that maybe we could think about besides all the other ideas that we could think about. There is no coincidence on the Jewish calendar, as we know. Everything is there for a reason, right? This period that we're in started a couple of weeks ago, right after Purim, and really we're into it right now, and we just started Sfiras HaOmer. Just started the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, maybe the longest mitzvah that we have of the whole year, right? What other mitzvah takes 50 days, takes 49 days, 49 brachas? What's the message of Sfiras HaOmer? So there is a thought that I've mentioned often in other contexts, but I think if we mention it and add something to it, it could help us out and give us a little insight, an obvious insight, but something to think about at this time of year. It could be that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is mirroring our reality right now. And every time we count Sfira each night, maybe we could think about this idea. And it could help us and give us a nechama and maybe connect us a little bit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rishonim ask, in the end of Maseches Pesachim, the Baal Hamor, the Ran, why there is no bracha of Shechianu on Sfiras HaOmer. Right? Any other mitzvah that we have throughout the year, lulav and megillah and matz and yantif, every other mitzvah has a Shechianu. And here there's no Shechianu. Why is there no Shechianu? Says the Bala Maor, Reb Zrachi Alevi, the reason is because this mitzvah is not fully simcha dip. This mitzvah has a tinge of sadness to it. See, with Zoom, I could just reach for my Gemaras and it works out. Right? There's a tinge of sadness to this mitzvah. What do you mean a sadness? There's no sadness by sukkah. There's no sadness by lulav. This is the only mitzvah that we daven for the Beis HaMikdash right after we do the mitzvah. Harachmanu yachzer lo na'avod the Beis HaMikdash from koma. Why do we do that? Says the Bala Mor. Because according to many Rishonim, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer today is Durabanan. Why is it only Durabanan? Because we don't have the carbon of Omer. We're not counting from the carbon, from carbon of the Omer to the carbon of the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. We're missing an ikker part of the mitzvah. Says the Bala Mor. Ein lanu. Let me just find the line. B'tzvirso Omer Yisholim Matan Ein Anu Omer Bozman. Says the B'tzvirso Omer. L'tzvirso Omer Ein Boz Zecher L'shum Hana El La'agmas Nafshenu L'churban Beis Ma'avyenu. We're missing the Beis Hamikdash. How can you say Shechianu, which is a reflection of Simcha, when we don't have a Beis Hamikdash? It's a Zecher. Even according to the Rambam, that it's Daraisa today, it reminds us that we're missing so much of the mitzvah. And therefore, we don't say a Shechianu. Okay. Rav Soloveitchik gave another answer. Rav Soloveitchik felt that the bracha of Shechianu is anti-definitional to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer itself. Because what does Shechianu mean? Shechianu v'kiyamonu v'gyanu l'zman hazeh. I've gotten here. I'm here. I've made it. Sfiras HaOmer, by definition, is counting towards something. You're not there yet. You're going. It's a process. But you're not there yet. How can you say Shechianu as you're doing a mitzvah that by definition is about counting towards something? On Shavuos, we say a Shechianu. We're there already. That's after the mitzvah. So that's why, says Rav Soloveitchik, Shechianu is inappropriate for the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, which is all about counting, which is all about a process. Every night that we count, we acknowledge that we're in the middle of a process. We acknowledge that we're not at the end. We're not at the beginning, but we're not at the end. We're in the middle of a process. We feel this year that we're in the middle of a process. We all remember what life was like a month and a half ago. We all dream about what life, Be'ez Hashem, will be like when this is all over. But we feel we're like in the middle. We feel that we're just counting the days. We don't know how long, but we're counting. We're subconsciously counting in a process of life. Sfiras Corona, which we don't even know how long it goes, but that's what we're doing. Sfiras HaOmer is what we're doing subconsciously. We think about the past, we think about the future, but we know we're in the middle. So Sfiras HaOmer is mirroring our reality right now. But the Sefer HaChinuch says, famous words, and if not, we'll make them famous right now, on the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, mitzvah Shin Vav, this is the only mitzvah that we count towards, that we're so excited to do for Shavuos. Why are we counting? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishor Shea Mitzvah Al Tzad HaPshat. He says, this is Pshat. Lefi She'kol Ikaren Shal Yisrael Eino Ela HaTorah. The Torah is our life. The Torah is our oxygen. The Torah is what we live for. This is how we connect to Hashem. U'mipnei haTorah nivru shamayim ve'aretz v'Yisrael. Because of the Torah, the world was created. The whole world, 5,780 years ago, was created for us to learn Torah, for us to be connected, for us to use Zoom to learn Torah in this period of darkness and plague. V'inyin gadol. And because of that, we need to show how excited we are. This whole time is about recognizing we're in the middle of a process, but we're excited about the future because we know what's going to be. We know there's light. We know in 49 days from now, there's Kabbalah Satorah. Laharos ben afshenu achifetz agodol elayom anichbar anichsev lelibenu. We count because we know the future is awesome. There's a Kabbalah Satorah waiting for us at the end of the process. Ke'eved yishav tzel. V'yimne tamin masa yavo ha'eis ha'nichsav. When's it going to come already? She'yetze l'cherus. Kinyan ha'minyan mara la'adam. The minyan shows that a person is excited. The person wants something more. That's what counting is. We show that we believe in a future. We know, we acknowledge a process, but we know there's an end to the process. We know there's a counting, but we know that we're counting towards something. And Sfiras HaOmer is a deep yearning for that future end to the process. And that's what we're doing now too. We have a deep yearning for the future end of the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that we need to be in this process right now. We don't ask why. But we know that we're in the process, and just like we're yearning through Sfiras HaOmer, so too we're yearning through the Sfira, the uncounted, counted days that we're in the middle of. And we know we're in the middle. I've mentioned in the past years the thought of Rabbi Lau on Chag Gadya, what the message of Chag Gadya is, but it's so sharp and raw this year. Chag Gadya, the last page of Rabbi Lau's Haggadah, looks like this, okay? Alas Haggadah, it's called, right? Saviv HaShulchan, right? Yisrael may allow. Chag Gadya, ha historia ke puzzle. History is a puzzle. We look at a little part of history. You know, we can only see a little bit of it. But we recognize in Animam Memuna Shalema that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end of history. And there's a history and there's a destiny. And that's Chag Gadya. Right, sometimes people live at the stage of a goat and a dog and a cat and a stick and a shochet, all different times. We don't know, but all of history is Chag Gadya. Rachmana Litzlan, right now, we hear too often va'asa malach hamaves v'shochet l'shochet, but we know be'emuna shalema if we're already at that stage. If we feel ourselves, Rachmana Litzlan, at a stage over the past 100 years, it used to be 100 years ago, 80 years ago, it was the human enemy, and now it's an invisible enemy, Rachmana Litzlan, but we know very soon we're in the middle of the process, and the end of the process is Va'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Sfiras HaOmer, we're counting down to Kabbalas HaTorah, where we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu at our Sinai. So too, in our own Sfira, our personal Sfira, we're waiting. We can't wait for the day of Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal himself. Whenever it is, we don't know. Chas v'shalom, anybody should say, anything is vaday happening at a certain point. We don't know. There are no prophets today. We daven. All we could say is this is a step in the right direction, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking us to the direction of Mashiach. So whenever it is, we daven and we yearn. And with that feeling of acknowledging that Hashem's in charge of the process, we have to take comfort and say Hashem's in charge. And feeling close to Him is what gives us the greatest simcha. Simcha doesn't mean has to be physical dancing like David HaMelech. Simcha means closeness to Hashem. Simcha means looking around at my family, trying to recognize the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me, and the situations that we are all in now, and trying to find the positive, trying to find the good, trying to find the connections that we could have, but recognizing it's Sfiras HaOmer time. And that's exactly how we have to view this time period in our lives, right? Everything's on hold. People's work and people's school and people's dating, whatever it is, everybody's affected. But we have to know it's the middle of the process. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master puzzle put together. And He is the one that knows that there's going to be an end. Just like we're counting to Zman Matan Torasenu, we're counting to the Zman Cheruseinu. We're on Zman Cheruseinu. But we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the time to be able to have Cherus physically also, to be able to share Torah, connected with each other, physically with each other. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should try to have as much Simchas Yontav as we can, even though It's in a different form than other years, but Kadosh Baruch Hu believes in us that we can live up to the challenge, and Bez Hashem, we should all be Zocha to a true Simchas Yontif. And remember, just one other point, it's not an all or nothing. It's not a, oh, I didn't have Simchas Yontif or I did. Every 5 minutes is also good. If somebody has 5 minutes of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody has a great Hallel, somebody has 5 minutes of the families getting along with each other, oh, that's also Simchas Yontif. It's not an all or nothing. Oh, what happened today? Every 5 minutes we have to recognize, every 2 minutes, you know, sometimes things happen very quickly. But Baruch Hashem, we should all be Zocheh to be able to connect to each other, connect with Torah, and Baruch Hashem, to be Zocheh to the end of this Sfira, end of this Sfira, very soon, the Meir of Yameinu. Bez Hashem, I'll try to send out something again on Erev Yontif on Tuesday to try to have another connection. This also will be uploaded to the OU website. And Bez Hashem, we should be Zocha to share much Torah together in the future. Have a great day, a good moed, moadim l'simcha, and Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach.